Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Do you like flowers, Laura?
I love flowers.
Well,
I'm glad I'm not allergic to them.
Well, I brought you some invisible flowers. I have no flowers for you.
That's
know,
okay.
I'm the worst. But if you want flowers, I know where you can go, and they will have more flowers than you can handle.
Really?
Yep. And it's not far from here. It's down in Taichung because this year they are lucky enough to be hosting the Flora Expo.
Oh, that sounds great.
And that's an expo for flowers, not for women named Flora, because that is a woman's name too.
That's
but when
true.
We talk about it in an expo way or in kind of a scientific way, Flora means flowers and plants
too. That's right.
But I think mostly it's flowers. So that's where you can go. And I will get you some flowers there, but you probably can't take them home.
No, okay. So, 如果你跟我一样非常喜欢 flowers, you have to go and check out this Flora Expo in Taichung. And let's find out more about it in today's article.
I'm dying to know.
Discover Taiwan.
Explore Taichung, Flora Expo, and National Taichung Theater. Maggie and Josie are going to Taichung for the Flora Expo.
Are you ready to check out the World Flora Expo?
Yes, I'm excited. I love being outside and close to nature.
Is it your first time visiting the Flora Expo?
Yes, it is. Does it happen every year?
It happens once every 4 years. The last one was in Taipei in 2014.
What's special about the expo this year?
A lot of people forget to care for our Earth. So this year, the expo wants people to focus on these important issues.
Is that its mascot?
Yes, it's a leopard cat. This kind of animal is endangered.We'll learn more about it later.
Sure. Let's go in now.
Josie and Maggie enter the expo.
Are you ready to check out the World Flora Expo? Are you ready to take a look at the World Flora Expo? Are you ready for the World Flora Expo?
What's special about the expo this year? Is there anything special about the expo this year? What's special at the expo this year?
Word power!
Nature. Nature. Owen doesn't like to spendToo much time in the city. He likes nature more. Owen doesn't like to spend too much time in the city. He likes nature more. Once, once. The big bell at our school rings once every day at 9 a.m.The big bell at our school rings once every day at 9 a.m. Focus, focus. Laurel was focusing on her homework, so she didn't hear her dad calling her. Laurel was focusing on her homework, so she didn't hear her dad calling her.Enter, enter. The group of people bravely entered the dark forest. The group of people bravely entered the dark forest.
Okay, well, obviously, myself and Laura are super excited about the Taichung Flora Expo, but we're not the only ones. We actually know the names of two other people who are super excited too. And those are the names of our two characters in our dialogue today. So let's begin by reading what exactly is going on and meet these characters. It says Maggie and Josie are going to Taichung for the Flora Expo.
Good. Okay, they can tell us more about it. Okay, so Maggie 呢跟 Josie 就是我们今天的主角。我们对话当中呢，一开始先看到，哇，他们是前往我们刚开始一开始 introduction 就提到的这个 Flora Expo. Okay, Flora 其实指的就是 flowers 花，所以这里我们讲的就是台中的世界花卉博览会 Expo, 当然就是 exhibition. Okay, 展览的缩写。
Exhibition or exposition.
Oh, exposition.
Well. Yeah, exposition. So it's just like a big show for the public. You go and you learn things, you see things. They'll have lots of snack food, maybe rides for the kids. It's kind of like an amusement park, but with a bit more of a serious or science side, but it's still lots of fun.
Right.
Anyway, so Maggie begins the dialogue by asking her friend Josie a question. So Maggie asks, are you ready to check out the World Flora Expo? So if you're checking something out, you're kind of going to see something, probably for the first time. See what's there.
Great. Okay, so 一开始 Maggie 就很兴奋地说，诶，你准备好要去看看这个世界花卉博览会了吗？当我们用这个片语就是 check out something or check something out,就是瞧一瞧啦，看一看啦，通常呢可能是蛮值得看的东西，比方像是正妹，如果走进一个房间好了，哇，你有没有觉得全部的男生可能就会眼睛盯着她看，这时候你就可以这么说啦， When she walked into the room, all the guys were checking her out. She's really hot.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay, so you can also check out other things, not just people. You could check out maybe new clothes, right? Or shoes or even a car.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking at something that you're interested in and you're seeing it for the first time, you're checking it out. It's, of course, okay to check out good-looking people.
Right.
But don't be rude
about it.
Don't look at them like they're a piece of meat or something like that. That would be very rude. Anyways, let's move on. Josie was just asked, are you ready? Are you ready to check it out? And Josie replies, she answers, yes, I'm excited. So she is looking forward to checking it out. And then she adds, I love being outside and close to nature. Well, this is right up her street then.
That's right. Okay, Josie 是什么呢？她也是感到非常的兴奋。Okay, 她这里用 excited 来表示感到兴奋。注意哦，如果你感到兴奋，就要接 ed, excited. Okay, 那 exciting, 很多人也把这个翻译成兴奋的。它通常是指某件事情令你感到很兴奋。For example, riding on the roller coaster is exciting, okay, for some people. Okay, 那接着 Josie 又说，我喜欢待在户外，并且亲近大自然。Okay, 不过刚我提到的 excited 其实是现在分词， okay?那跟过去分词当形容词的用法，这里呢我们要多了解有关这样子的一个文法，所以我们要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box 找亮点。
我很强壮 ，I am strong。我很黑 ，I have dark skin。我很有名 ，I am famous。而且呢，我还很有钱 ，I am rich。我就是全球知名的电影演员、运动员、慈善家小石强森。哈，我有这么多个形容词形容我。如果要你选一个形容词形容你自己，你会怎么选呢？形容词到底是什么呢？顾名思义呢，就是用来形容人事物的。例如呢，我很强壮。I am strong, 或者是呢，花很美丽。This flower is beautiful, 或者是呢，几餐非常的好吃。A delicious meal, 或者是呢，吃蔬菜很健康。It is healthy to eat vegetables. 句子里面呢，我们用到的 strong,beautiful, delicious, 或者是呢 healthy 都是形容词。但是呢你可能不知道的，其实呢动词的分词也可以当作形容词来使用哦。 动词的分词指的是谁呢？我们这边要看到的呢是现在分词，也就是 V-I-N-G， 以及呢我们过去分词 P-P。 例如呢，我们 do 这个动词呢，它的现在分词就是 doing，过去分词呢就是 done。 那动词的分词当作形容词有什么含义呢？这票形容词啊，它呢就叫做情绪形容词，形容呢让人觉得怎么样，或者是呢我觉得怎么样。比方说 This book is interesting， 这本书很有趣。 This book is interesting， 那我本人呢对这本书很感兴趣。 I am interestedIn this book. I am interested in this book. 在我们句子里面的呢 interesting 令人感到有趣的，跟我们的 interested 感到有趣的这两个字呢，就是我们动词分词当成形容词的范例咯。这样的形容词还有哪些呢？除了我们刚刚说的 interesting 跟 interested 之外呢，还有比方说让人感到厌倦很无聊的 boring。 那感到无聊的人呢，我们就说 bored。 例如呢 This movie is boring。I am bored， 哈，我真是太无聊，这部电影太无聊了。OK， 或者是呢，我们可以说令人感到兴奋的 ，exciting。OK， 感到兴奋的人呢，我们可以用 excited 来形容。令人惊讶的 ，surprising， 感到惊讶的 ，surprised。令人感到疲倦的 ，tiring， 而感到疲倦的 ，tired。最后呢，我们还有让人感动的 touching， 或者是呢受到感动的 touched。 V-I-N-G 跟 P-P 呢在使用上意思有什么不同呢？那我们就要来了解在英文里面 V-I-N-G 跟 P-P 有什么样的含义咯。在英文里面呢，当我们看到 V-I-N-G， 通常呢它有主动的意思，而 P-P 呢相对于 V-I-N-G 它则有被动的意思。例如呢，我们可以说 This job is tiring， 这个工作让人感到疲倦，我们呢就用 tiring 来形容 job 工作，因为呢是工作让人疲倦，所以主动的呢是 tiring， 这个工作是主动的 tiring 来形容。那被工作影响而导致疲倦的我 I get tired at this job， 我做这个工作好累哦，我感到疲倦了。 I get tired at this job， 我是被动的，被这个工作给影响了，所以呢这个时候我们就要使用过去分词 PP 咯。我们呢可以再回头看一下刚刚很无聊的那个例句。 This movie is boring， I was bored电影使人无聊，电影是主动的，所以呢我们用 boring， 我被无聊了， I was bored， 这个时候呢我们就要使用过去分词 PP 咯。如果用了相反的呢， I am boring， 这个意思呢就变成是我很无聊，我讲话很无聊，很没个性，使人感到无聊。嘿，那可千万不行啊，我可是超级巨星呢。所以啊 V-I-N-G 现在分词跟 P-P 过去分词，当我们用动词分词来当形容词，什么意思你可千万别考错咯。
And here we also see that we had our first word power word, and that word was nature, N-A-T-U-R-E, nature, it's a noun. Nature can mean lots of different things, but here when we're talking about it as about enjoying nature or going out into nature, we kind of mean the outdoors, outside, the natural world. Natural would be the adjective form of nature. So when someone says, I like to spend time in nature, of course they mean that they're outside, but they're probably in a place with lots of trees or mountains. They're maybe out by the beach or in a forest or somewhere like that. You're not sitting in a little park in the middle of the city. You're kind of in nature there, but not really. You're away from the city. You're away from lots of buildings and streets and cars and noise and pollution. You're in a forest. You're in a national park, one of those really big parks where you can hike and walk for days and days. So you really enjoy being out in the natural world or in nature. For example, Owen doesn't like to spend too much time in the city. He likes nature more. Owen doesn't like to spend too much time in the city. He likes nature more. So on the weekends, you know where you'll find Owen.
Nature, 当然就是大自然啦。OK, 那通常我们如果很喜欢大自然，像是我很喜欢大自然，我们就可以说I'm a real nature lover, or I really love nature.Or simply, 如果你喜欢到户外接近大自然就可以说 I love to spend time outdoors. OK, 那刚刚的例句提到就是 Owen, 他不喜欢花太多时间在城市里面，他比较喜欢大自然。
All right, back to the article. So Maggie has another question for Josie. Maggie asks, is it your first time visiting the Flora Expo? Have you been to this before?
Oh.
Or will this be the first time or your first time?
Oh, okay. So Maggie 这时候也很好奇，她想说哇，这么兴奋，这可能是她怎么样第一次参加花博，所以她就问她说，这是你的第一次做什么事情吗？ One's first time doing something 就是某人第一次做某件事情。这时候我就来问问一下 Mike, Do you remember your first time going out on a date?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Were you nervous? Were you
I
excited?
I was a double date. A friend and I, we took out two girls and we went to see a movie.
Aww,
it was nice.
So sweet. Okay.
I don't remember the movie, though.
Yeah,
actually, I do remember the movie. It's
okay.
A long time
okay.
ago.
They probably really don't know the movie.
No, I'm sure they don't. It wasn't a very good movie.There
you go. Well, back to today's article.
Yeah, let's get back to the article.
Okay.
And Josie, well, she was just asked, is it your first time visiting the Flora Expo? Here's her answer. Josie says, yes, it is. So it is her first time. She must be very excited. And then she wants to know a bit more. So she asks, does it happen every year? Does it happen? Does it take place? Does it go on every year? Is there a Flora Expo every year?
Oh, okay, so Josie, 她的确之前没去过，说对，这是我第一次。接着她就问说，诶，那她每一年都会举办吗？这里的 happen 虽然一般有发生的意思，不过在本课有举办的意思。那你也可以用 take place 来表示某件事情是这样子的发生的，或是举办的。
And here's the answer, Maggie knows. She says it happens once.Once every four years, kind of like the Olympics or the World Cup. She also says the last one was in Taipei in 2014. Oh, wow. So this is the, yeah, that's right.
I remember that one.
2018 Taichung, 2014 in Taipei. So there you go. How lucky Taiwan has hosted the Flora Expo twice in a row.
OK, 所以呢同学们可能有些人不知道但事实上呢这个花博是每四年会举办一次。那上次大家还记得吗是2014年而且是在台北举办的呢。
OK, and we also have that word once. It's our second word power word. We talked about it happening once every 4 years. Let's learn more about this word. Once, first of all, it's spelled O-N-C-E. And yes, the word is once.Once is an adverb that means one time. So if it happens once a day, it happens one time a day. If it happens two times, we might say twice. If it happens three times, we might say thrice. Or you might get into three times, four times, five times a day. But if it's once, it's only one time. Now, in the article, we talked about the Flora Expo happeningonce every 4 years. That means in a 4 year period, it happens just one time. For example, we could say the big bell at our school rings once every day at 9 a.m. The big bell at our school rings once every day at 9 a.m. That bell doesn't work very hard.
Once 就是一次的意思，也就是 one time. 它是个副词。两次呢，我们当然也可以用 twice.OK, 那三次刚刚 Mike 有提到虽然有的人会说 thrice, 但是比较多人会讲 three times, 所以数字再加上 times, 通常是三次以上我们会用这样的说法。OK, 那刚刚呢我们有提到一个例句哦我们来看一下例句可以怎么说。其实像平常我跟我朋友我们 我通常会看电影，出去聚会一到两次，一个月一到两次。我可以这么说 ，We go to the movies once or twice a month. Okay, me and Tiffany. Yeah, we're good friends. Okay. 哎，不过在看例句之前呢，我们先来学一下，如果要说每隔多久就做几次，我们就可以用 once or twice or how many times every 什么什么。比方像是天啊，这样听会不会觉得我很脏 ？I wash my hair once every 2 days.
Okay, that seems okay.
Because I'm a girl and it takes forever to wash.
And you don't want to wash your hair every day. It's not good for your hair.
Oh, great. Okay. 好啦，那我们看回刚刚 Mike 的例句哦，就是我们学校的大钟每天早上9点都会敲响一次。
All right. So Josie has a question again. She asks, "What's special about the expo?" This year. So every time they hold the expo, every time it happens, once every 4 years, each city probably puts it on in a different way or has something different to focus on and get people interested about. So what is special about the expo this year? What is unique about the expo this year, especially compared to 4 years ago when it was in Taipei?
Okay.I want to know this. So, 今年的展览有什么特别的地方呢? And?
Well, Maggie tells her, a lot of people forget to care for our Earth. It's true, we're all busy. We all like our lives to be easy and convenient. So, we sometimes do forget to care for our Earth. We produce too much pollution. We don't recycle when we should. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes they don't have those things around you that allow you to care for the earth. To care for is to be careful of, to take care of, to make sure nothing bad happens to this thing.
Right. Okay, 所以这讲的没有错。Maggie 说很多人忘记要关怀我们的地球。Careful 就是关心还有爱护的意思。
All right. And what's going on? What else is special? Well, Maggie goes on to say, so this year the expo wants people to focus on these important issues. All right, we're going to find out what about those important issues soon.
Okay, 所以今年花博要人们专注于这些重要的议题。But first, let's take a look at this word, focus.
Focus, yes, this is our third word power word, and it is spelled F-O-C-U-S, F-O-C-U-S, the word is focus. All right, to focus on something is to pay extra special attention to that thing, to take extra special care with that thing, or to concentrate on that thing. When you're working, when you're studying, for example, you might not like to have people around you talking, lots of noise, lots of things going on.Because it stops you from focusing on your work. You need to really pay attention, to really concentrate on your work. We can also talk about putting a focus on or focusing on a certain topic. Different types of magazines or news channels. This news channel or magazine or website might focus on business news. This one might focus on sports news.This one might focus on entertainment news. There's lots of news and information out there, but websites and apps and TV channels, things like that, they can't tell you about everything, so they focus. They pay more attention to one thing, one topic, or one subject. For example, Laurel was focusing on her homework, so she didn't hear her dad calling her. Laurel was focusing on her homework,So she didn't hear her dad calling her. Oops.
Focus 就是专注，它是一个动词。像是刚刚的例句提到的是 Laurel 不是我专注她的作业上，所以她没有听到她爸爸打电话给她。哎，那刚刚的句才提到 issue， 其实就是指议题。Okay, and then what happens next?
Well, Josie has another question. Apparently, she asks.Is that its mascot? So they're probably looking at a website or some advertising for the Flora Expo. And she sees this strange character, kind of like a cartoon character, I guess. And so she asks Maggie, is that its mascot, the Flora Expo mascot?
Okay, 她就问了，她可能看到一个看起来像吉祥物的东西，她说这是花博的吉祥物吗？ Mascot 就是吉祥物。 And?
We met a mascot, didn't we?
Yeah.
O-Bear.
That's right.
We met O-Bear a while ago. He's a mascot for sort of tourism in Taiwan. Yeah, let's find out about the mascot for the Flora Expo. It's not O-Bear, but he'll probably be there. But he's not the main mascot. Maggie says, yes, it's a leopard cat. Not a leopard, not a cat, but a leopard cat. A kind of special cat that looks like a leopard, but it's not a leopard, but it's bigger than a cat. Very interesting. Interesting to me, and also something we need to focus on and take care of, because as Maggie says, this kind of animal is endangered. Ooh, that's not good. We'll learn more about it later.
Okay, 所以的确它是这个吉祥物。那是什么呢？是一个 leopard cat。是石虎，大家可能不太知道，因为这个动物呢，它是 endangered， 也就是濒临绝种的。那待会他们说会学到更多有关它的事情哦。
All right, so Josie is excited. She's learned as much as she needs to know right now. She just wants to get in there. So Josie says, sure, let's go in now. Let's enter, let's, you know, pay for our tickets and...get the tickets punched or whatever and go through the gate into the expo. They're on their way.
Wow, okay, 所以他就说当然我们进去吧。所以两人就进入这个展览会。So, Josie and Maggie enter the expo. Now, here we see our last word power word, enter.
That's right. Enter is a verb and it's spelled E-N-T-E-R. Enter.To enter is to go into a place, to come into a place. To walk through the door, for example, is to enter. So if someone was outside and they open the door and walk through the door into a room or a building or a house or whatever, they are entering. The opposite, you probably will know. If not, you've heard it. Exit, E-X-I-T, is to go out.To enter is to go in. So as long as you're going in or coming in, you are entering into a place. For example, the group of people bravely entered the dark forest. Ooh, the group of people bravely entered the dark forest. Good luck.
Enter 就是进入，就像我们例句，哇，听起来好神秘哦。这群人勇敢地进入了 the dark forest, 黑暗的森林中哦。Well, that's the end of day one's article. Let's now go to our wrap-up.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so for our wrap-up game, we're going to be playing...
Guess the word.
Guess the word. Wow, there are like more than 50,000 words in English.
It's going to be really hard. Our word power word.
Oh, so there's only four words.
Ones, focus, and enter.
That's not too bad. All right, so guess the word. How does this work? I will give you a definition.
Okay.
And then you will have to guess the word. Now, I could give you a definition. I could also give you synonyms. That's a fancy way of saying a word that means kind of the same thing. That would be another way we could play this game. But first, I will give you a definition. Trees, lakes, animals, forests.
Nature.
I'm not talking about buildings and subways and construction sites. I'm talking about things that grow. Mother Nature or nature. Very good. You got one. I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you going to give me one?
Okay, I'll give you one. To go to a place.
To go to a place. Am I outside and now I'm inside?
Yeah. You are outside going inside.
I am entering that place. To enter is to go inside from outside, or at least from not in that place. What about if I go into that place, but I only do it one time?
You do it once.
I do it once. That's right. Okay. We can say one time, right? You could say I've only been to Japan one time. You could also say I've only been to Japan once. All right. And we have one more word. Makes it a little bit easier to guess, don't you think?
Okay, to put all your attention on something.
To concentrate.
That's a good word.
No?
Close.
Well, that's right. Our word was much easier and shorter. To focus. To focus on something. Now, some of you might also be thinking, hey, wait a minute. Don't you focus your camera? Yes, you do. You do. You try to get the picture looking nice and sharp, but you're concentrating, or you're really putting all of that light and all of the lenses into a precise alignment to focus and to get the picture right. Just like when you focus on your work, you're trying to get it all right by cutting out all the stuff you don't want.
Okay, that's it for today, but don't go away yet, because we actually have another article. Remember, we're going to talk about that leprechaun that
you
were so interested in?
Yes, and I haven't gotten you any
flowers.
Haven't gotten you flowers yet.
Okay, we'll find out if Mike is going to get some flowers for me tomorrow.
All right, guys, see you soon. Take care at the Flora Expo, and don't get hay fever. Bye.
Explore Taichung, Flora Expo, and National Taichung Theater. Maggie and Josie are going to Taichung for the Flora Expo.
Are you ready to check out the World Flora Expo?
Yes, I'm excited. I love being outside and close to nature.
Is it your first time visiting the Flora Expo?
Yes, it is. Does it happen every year?
It happens once every 4 years. The last one was in Taipei in 2014.
What's special about the expo this year?
A lot of people forget to care for our Earth, so this year the expo wants people to focus on these important issues.
Is that its mascot?
Yes, it's a leopard cat. This kind of animal is endangered. We'll learn more about it later.
Sure. Let's go in now.
Josie and Maggie enter the expo.
Nature. Owen doesn't like to spend too much time in the city. He likes nature more. Owen doesn't like to spend too much time in the city. He likes nature more. Once. The big bell at our school rings once every day at 9 a.m. The big bell at our school rings once every day at 9 a.m.Focus. Laurel was focusing on her homework, so she didn't hear her dad calling her. Laurel was focusing on her homework, so she didn't hear her dad calling her. Enter. The group of people bravely entered the dark forest. The group of people bravely entered the dark forest.